time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio, the George Washington Broadcast Center. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
So, all of cable news has Donald Trump on there, and he's surrounded by guys in hard hats. And I thought, why are they going live coverage wall-to-wall on every channel because Trump's there for the new flagpoles that are going up at the White House? They're going to start the construction on putting up the new super tall flagpoles.
Which poles?
All of them.
Okay.
That's funny. It's because reporters are asking about Iran. Okay, well, that's a good reason. And a couple of headlines out of this, and maybe we'll get the audio later. Iran offered to come to the White House. Trump says it's very late for Iran to start negotiating. There's a big difference between now and a week ago. So he's basically saying the negotiating time is over and taking it for what it obviously is, a stall tactic. And when the whole thing is, if they can hold out maybe another week or two, they get a nuclear weapon. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So he didn't say anything that made it seem less likely that we're going to bomb Iran in the next couple of days, for certain.
Right, he was actually asked that directly and wouldn't answer it. But, that time has passed. I tried to make it clear that there would be a moment it's too late. It's now too late.
So Joe's got a bunch of stuff from Mailbag with people arguing why we should or shouldn't get involved in Iran, and that's the focus of this Tucker Carlson thing. So Tucker Carlson is probably the leading voice or the point person for the non-interventionist crowd in America right now. Do you think that's fair?
Yeah, sure. Might as well be. Yeah.
And
spoke at the convention.
Good slot. Yeah, and got a roar. I was there when he walked in the place, and he got a roaring standing ovation when Tucker Carlson walked out. And he's a big, we shouldn't get involved anywhere, anytime. And I'm barely overstating that. I'm not sure which situations he would be willing to get involved in. But that's his position, and some of you agree with it. He is making a lot of noise the last couple of days trying to slow down this us getting involved in the war in Iran. And he had Senator Ted Cruz of Texas on his show. I noticed in watching the video last night that Ted is wearing what he told us are his arguing boots. When we met with Ted several years ago, I admired his boots, and he said, "These are my arguing boots." And he did get in some argument with Tucker Carlson on his show, and this is how it went.
How many people live in Iran, by the way?
I don't know the population.
At all?
No, I don't know the population.
You don't know the population of the country you seek to topple?
How many people live in Iran?
92 million.
Okay.
Yeah, I...
How could you not know that?
I don't sit around memorizing population tables.
Well, it's kind of relevant because you're calling for the overthrow of the government.
Why is it relevant whether it's 90 million or 80 million or 100 million? Why is that relevant?
Because if you don't know anything about the country...
I didn't say I don't know anything about
the country. Okay, what's the ethnic mix of Iran?
They are Persians and predominantly Shia. Okay,
you don't know anything about Iran. So,
okay,
actually,
I am not the Tucker Carlson expert on Iran.
You're a senator who's calling for the overthrow of the government.
You're the one who claims
anything about the country.
No, you don't know anything about the country. You're the one who claims they're not trying to murder Donald Trump. You're not saying who can't figure out if it was a good idea to kill General Soleimani. And you said it was bad.
You don't believe they're trying to murder Trump.
Yes, I do.
Because you're not calling for military strikes against them in retaliation. And
okay,
if you really
believe
that. We're
carrying out military strikes today.
You said Israel was.
Right, with our help. I said we. Israel is leading them, but we're supporting them.
Well, you're breaking news here because the U.S. government last night denied, the National Security Council spokesman Alex Pfeiffer denied on behalf of Trump that we were acting on Israel's behalf in any offensive capacity.
No, we're not bombing them. Israel's bombing them.
You just said we were.
We are supporting Israel.
This is high stakes. You're a senator. If you're saying the United States government is at war with Iran right now, people are listening.
Okay.
I don't know if you've ever done this when you argue with people, but if you go with the kind of super calm, why are you so upset? You can really make people nuts.
Yeah, we have a running joke. Sometimes it's on the air around here that you should take my How to Argue Unfairly seminars. Tucker Carlson, who is a next level, elite level crafter of language and arguments, is one of the most blatantly, shamelessly unfair arguers I've ever heard in my life. He can take any phrase, find a shade of meaning you didn't mean, and act as if it is self-evident that that was your entire meaning. He does that over and over again. Or, like, he will memorize a couple of facts about a country, and if you don't answer his gotcha questions, which I've actually heard Tucker blast reporters for asking in the past, if you don't have the answers to those gotcha questions, it's proof positive that you don't care, you're an ignoramus, and just a careening buffoon. That was a master class in how to argue unfairly.
Well, you did say before the show today when we were having our meeting, it was probably one of your Rorschach tests where if you lean Tucker's direction on this whole deal, you probably think, man, he destroyed Ted Cruz.
Yeah.
And if you lean the other direction, you feel like he did not. That is a tiny clip. That's the tease that Tucker released yesterday to try to entice you to watch the whole thing today, which I would guess is very, very long. In the modern world of podcasts and videocasts and everything, everybody's interview is like an hour and a half long. I don't know how old this one or how long this one is. To me, it's some indication that Tucker is in the for-profit business more than just being a guy who cares about his country, because if he thought he landed some really good points about stopping attacking Iran, which could happen at any moment, I would think you'd go ahead and release that stuff rather than put out a tease and then wait a whole day to maximize viewership for profit.
Yeah.
If your main goal was stopping a war, you think it's going to be World War III and destroy the country, I would think the interview newsworthiness would elevate it to, you know, get it out there immediately.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Or there's not much more to the interview. Maybe that was by far the only interesting part. I doubt it, though. I doubt that. I'll bet it's pretty good.
No. Yeah, I think so. That was an interesting clip to release, though, in that it was not a substantive argument about the merits of one policy or another. It was trying to pants Ted Cruz.
Tucker's been arguing
folks of his point of view.
Yeah, Tucker's been arguing for a long time that we get into wars with these countries, we don't know anything about them. And, you know,
he's not wrong.
No, he's got an argument there in that we go into Iraq or Afghanistan with just the assumption that, of course, they want democracy and a variety of things that just aren't true.
Yeah, there was plenty of that in Vietnam, too. It's, you know, different situation, you know, pretty complicated, obviously. We're not going to relitigate the Vietnam War. But, yeah, there was a some of that, absolutely.
So I'm glad you compiled some people's arguments on why they think we shouldn't get involved, because I want to hear them, actually, or why we should get involved. I want to hear those also.
Yeah. Well, we have them both. Why don't we take a break and come back with them?
What is your percentage right now on should or shouldn't? When we went into Iraq, I kept saying I'm 51-49-4, but I could easily be argued the other direction. I was not hardcore, this is a good idea. But I was not hardcore is a bad idea, which maybe makes me just a weak person. I don't know. But on this one, I'm more like 90-10 that it needs to happen. Not go to, well, it is, we are going to war if we drop bombs on them. But I don't want to, put boots on the ground and march into Tehran and overthrow the government and try to reinstall a new gun and all that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, very limited involvement. So you're asking what's mine?
Yeah, I'm 90-10, I think.
This is going to be one of my all-time Dodges. I'll just tell you in advance. I don't know how necessary we are to set back the nuclear program like a decade or so, because I don't know what Israel's capabilities are. And I don't know enough about the Fordo reactor or the centrifuges and the rest of it. Based on what I know, I think it's a good idea. But wow.
Won't take a stand.
I don't know enough.
Profiles and I don't know enough.
You're right. Information is such a burden.
I'm trying to go with a kind of Tucker Carlson style arguing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We got to bomb the Mullahs back to the Stone Age.
No, I am 90-10.
They can't wait to take over our country and install fundamentalist Islam. Although that's true, by the way. Yeah. It's just, you know, when Pandora's box opens, weird crap flies out, as I recall the legend.
Releasing the dogs of war. Unleashing, yes. Unleashing the dogs of war. Yes. That's why I want to talk to Mike Lyons or some military expert that we have on about tell me what's the worst case scenario if things went wrong. But we'll hear some of your arguments, both sides, coming up. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty. I am dedicated. I am TNT.
With team and training, you will reach your best physical self so blood cancer patients can reach theirs. Change your life by joining a marathon, half marathon, triathlon, or a cycle event, and you'll change the lives of blood cancer patients.
I am committed. I am TNT.
After 600,000 participants and almost $1 billion raised for treatments, TNT has helped the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society make a significant impact in the advancement of blood cancer therapies that save lives every day.
I am making a difference. I am TNT.
Join TNT. Expand your circle of friends to be part of a very special community. Train with world-class trainers and have the chance to be part of the most exciting endurance sports events in the country. Or train on your own schedule with TNT Flex. Join TNT and fundraise while you train and take part in getting us all closer to a world without blood cancers.
Join TNT now. Go to teamintraining.org.
Are you living with dry AMD? If so, you could be on the road to geographic atrophy, or GA, a condition that leads to retinal cell death and permanent vision loss. But with Izervay, you can
slow it down, get it going slower.
Izervay slows GA progression by targeting a key source of retinal cell death, which may help preserve your vision longer. Izervay, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
I'm Jack Potter, Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Get job ready today at Shasta College. Whether you're interested in accounting or agriculture, automotive or nursing, or any of our many other career trainings, our in-demand programs will give you the skills you need for a fulfilling and exciting future career. Planning to transfer? Start here and complete your first 2 years. Then transfer to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement. And the best part is, all full-time students get 2 years tuition for free. Choose the class format that works for you. In-person, online, hybrid, or 8-week accelerated courses designed for busy adults. You may even qualify for up to $4,000 per semester through our 15 to finish program. Restrictions apply. See a counselor for details. Fall semester begins August 18th, so don't wait. Enroll today at ShastaCollege.edu or call 530-242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
This is Colonel Danny Gilman, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Hey, Redding. Say big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Whether you are moving closer or you believe the U.S. is moving closer to striking Iranian nuclear facilities, where's your mindset on that?
I can't say that, right? You don't seriously think I'm going to answer that question. Will you strike the Iranian nuclear component? And what time exactly, sir? Sir, would you strike it? Would you please inform us so we can be there and watch? I mean, you don't know that I'm going to even do it. You don't know. I may do it. I may not do it. I mean, nobody knows what I'm going to do.
Well, I want to hear the long version of that clip. I guess there's more of that on you. But we're going to move on to some emails from folks who are against the U.S. getting involved in helping Israel knock out the Fordo reactor and defeat Iran. A couple of notable notes here. I'm going to feature one from frequent correspondent Justin, the truck driver, who vehemently disagrees with us on a bunch of stuff, but is always gentlemanly, mostly about his disagreements, which I appreciate. I'll be succinct as possible. The energy and first he makes the point that the dissident right isn't just online. That's just how we communicate. Men under 30 have a very clear vision and understanding of how we got to the disaster we are currently in. I would argue much better than boomers and older Gen X. Okay, that's a hell of a statement.
I'd like to hear the definition of the disaster we're currently in.
We have to start with your assumptions and premises. You both assume Israel is our ally, and our government has had the best interests of Americans for the last 45 years. I will start with the cultural Marxist Zionist. While they might not openly support Israel in their protests, they fully support Israel in their actions. On your show, a very important issue is the woke left, gender ideology, and Marxism. Well, what is the origin of these belief systems? It was the Frankfurt School and the Institute for Sexual Research in Berlin. Both came out of Weimar Germany by Jewish radical professors. Where did Marxism come from? Karl Marx's and the Bolsheviks, which were 88% Jewish. The rise of the Nazi Party led to all the major Jewish propagandists from the Frankfurt School coming to America. Where did they go? They went to Columbia and Yale, and over time their ideas spread through academia with a lot of help of Hollywood and music industry and the culture at large. Trans rights, gay rights, pornography all came from Jewish radicals in the 40s, 50s, and 60s.
And therefore Iran should get to have a bomb?
Going to skip JFK and Nixon, even though that's the most important part of the Zionist subversion of our government, because you will just call me a conspiracy theorist. It's much easier to fool someone than to convince them they've been fooled. Get it. I will start with the Reagan Revolution and how AIPAC, Hollywood, Weekly Standard, and National Review wiped out the paleoconservatives to put their first puppet in office. That would be Reagan. This is the end of social conservatism and the beginnings of regime change foreign policy. Second Bush administration is where they reached their full power. We all know how that went. Another huge part of your show is Islam in the West and how it's not compatible. Well, I fully agree and would love to see the Catholic Church organize another crusade to retake the Holy Land. I first have to deal with boomers. Why you, along with your homosexual best friend Douglas Murray, cannot piece together the regime change wars in Libya, Somalia, Syria, Iraq, etc., as the cause of the refugee crisis blows my mind. All of those countries were toppled solely for the purpose of Israel's foreign policy. It did not benefit America or the West at all.
Okay. I'm not as troubled by Ronald Reagan being president or Douglas Murray being a homosexual, if he is, I don't even know if he is, as this person is.
Yeah. Let's see. Nick in Minnesota writes, why I'm against the war in Iran. I want to give you the other side's point of view. He says, long email, I know. It's funny. There is a 100% correlation between people who apologize for the length of their email and people who actually keep it quite concise. It's funny. They're aware that they don't want to go on too long, so they apologize.
It's like when I'm listening to somebody talking to me, I'll try to keep this short. I know I go on means, okay, I better take a bathroom break. This is going to take a long time.
Right. Let's see. Jack asked why people on the right who might be described as isolationists might be the way they are. I lean that way. Know a lot of guys my age, mid-30s right-wingers, who are the same. Let me preface this by saying I don't care if Israel nukes Tehran as long as we're out of it. They live in the area. It's time they police their neighborhood for a change. They've been policing their neighborhood like crazy, Nick, for a very, very long time, long before you were born, and that's not an insult. But I'm not going to argue point by point. That one annoyed me. Let me preface this by saying, here are my thoughts and what I see from my friends. One, the last two major wars, Afghanistan and Iraq, took decades to finish. They're completely aimless quagmires that spent billions, trillions of dollars and cost thousands of lives and accomplished nothing. Two, both of the above wars were started for just reasons. We went in with pretty clear goals, get rid of Al-Qaeda, get rid of the WMDs. For both wars, we were told they would be quick and easy, and yet both became what they became.
That's a good point.
Three, maybe because we didn't grow up during the Cold War, but a lot of people my age that I talk to don't see a nuclear-armed Iran as an absolute non-starter.
Oh, my God.
We see North Korea with nukes, Pakistan with nukes. Both countries are unstable and run by pretty shady governments, and neither one uses their nukes because it would be a suicide. Ali Khamenei is not suicidal. He enjoys his power and wealth as much as the next despot dictator. I would like to quibble with that point. I think it's wrong.
Man, the people they support in Hamas and Hezbollah, I don't know if you remember October 7th, they certainly were willing to do some pretty crazy s.
Yeah, I think they're actually sincere, Nick. But he says, the death to Jews America bluster is just to rouse the rabble and keep the extremists on his side. Nukes are a deterrent to foreign attack, such as the attack they're receiving right now. And four, an indisputable point, and a good one, why doesn't Congress declare war anymore?
Yeah.
Why is it all just assumed it's okay the president can order foreign countries bombed because of 9/11? Even if we think Congress will ultimately declare war on Iran, can we at least go through the motions and follow our Constitution?
I'm with you on that.
Yeah, thanks for the note, Nick.
I'm with you on that. Congress should take back its power to declare war.
Yeah.
Which I think they would in this case, but nobody even goes through the motions anymore.
There are 1,000 decisions made in the course of this sort of thing from beginning to end. That might be an undercount. In the examples you've given, there are some really terrible decisions made. I think the key is to not make terrible decisions. They would probably respond, we always make terrible decisions. Be serious.
Yeah.
I wish we had more time, but we'll talk about this later.
I'm certainly not comfortable with letting Iran get a bomb and thinking it's not a big deal. We are going to have Mike Lyons on in hour three and ask him, I want to ask him, lay out the worst case scenario that a lot of people are worried about. What would that look like? Because I can't picture it, and I'm sure he can.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey, it's Mike Rohn. If I have a choice, I like to do business with companies that actually stand for something. That's why I switch from Verizon to Pure Talk. No offense to Verizon, I'm sure they stand for something. I just don't know what it is. PureTalk, on the other hand, is a veteran-owned company that supports our military in a big way, and I appreciate that. Yeah, I also appreciate unlimited talk and text and plenty of data for half the cost of the big guys, and I do like being on America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month, but What I really appreciate is no contract, no cancellation fees, and PureTalk's commitment to handle all their customer service in this country. I saw it for myself. I went to Georgia, I got a tour of their headquarters, I met their CEO, and I talked to the same customer service folks that you'll talk to when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Switch today and save 50% off your first month when you dial #250.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Cinerama presents Bruised by the Bridge at Turtle Bay in Redding on Saturday, June 21st, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Join us for this unforgettable 21-plus event featuring over 20 craft breweries, live music, games, delicious food, and more.
Next to the Sundial Bridge along the Sacramento River.
With cold beer, great company, and outdoor fun.
All proceeds support Turtle Bay's educational programs and exhibitions.
Don't miss Bruised by the Bridge at Turtle Bay, Saturday, June 21st. Get your tickets now at turtlebay.org.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR. Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
What shall we do about them?
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Two very simple words, a very simple, unconditional surrender. That means I've had it. Okay, I've had it. I give up. No more. Then we go blow up all the, all the nuclear stuff that's all over the place there. No, they had bad intentions. You know, for 40 years they've been saying death to America, death to Israel, death to anybody else that they didn't like. They were bullies. They were schoolyard bullies. And now they're not bullies anymore, but we'll see what happens.
I've had it, Trump says, and it's too late for negotiations, he said on the White House lawn just a little bit ago.
Yeah, one of the unfortunate aspects of the way we do our show, it's a live radio show and is also a podcast, is that sometimes we come up against breaks and we can't go into depth in stuff that I would like to. For instance, the second email I read from Nick, which was lovely, and thanks again, Nick, for writing it, made the point that the death to America, death to the Jews stuff is just rabble-rousing. They have been bringing death to Americans since their founding. And I could go through the list of Iranian proxies, and Iran itself less commonly, but that have directly attacked our facilities, our people,
sure,
our ships, over and over and over again, including just in the last year or
so. They've killed thousands of U.S. service people over the years. And yesterday, officials said that Iran appears to be starting to prepare missiles to strike U.S. bases in the Middle East if we join the war, starting with our base in Iraq. We have 40,000 troops within missile range of Iran right now at 11 or 12 different bases, including there in Iraq, and it looks like they're... To me, it seems crazy that Iran would do that. I mean, just insane, like a suicide wish. But on the other hand, you blew up all those Marines in Beirut. We pulled out. It drove us out of there.
The rep is, if you give America a bloody nose, it will withdraw. That's their calculation.
Partially because politically, we get a lot of people say, what are we doing there? That has worked over and over. There's the example of Menachem Begin long before he was prime minister, when he was leading an underground effort to get the Brits out of that part of the world way back in the 40s. I mean, he blew up the hotel and killed Brits and snatched soldiers off the street, had them hanged, until the public back in England said, what are we doing here? This isn't our part of the world. We don't care anyway. And the Brits pulled out because of that. So that's Iran's calculation.
By the way, coming up later this half hour, fabulous Supreme Court ruling. Really, really encouraging. I'm just going to touch on this note from Tom in SoCal real quickly. He mentions that 40 years ago he gave a speech in college calling out Islamic fundamentalism as the number one risk to the U.S., more than the Soviet Union even at the time. The premise was simple. If Islamists get weapons of mass destruction, they will use them on us in Israel. They don't care about life. They care about the glory of martyrdom, 72 virgins, etc. I hear people talk about no forever wars. Well, Iran has been at war with the United States since 1979. They don't want a forever war either. That's why they have a nuclear weapons program. The point being similar to mine, we have been at war with them for a very long time, and in the interests of not escalating anything and getting into another quagmire, which is a perfectly valid point, we have been on the receiving end of a forever war.
Right.
And Israel, motivated by October 7th, obviously, and now Trump, motivated by the proximity Iran has to a bomb, an actual functioning bomb, has said enough is enough. The forever war is over.
Yeah, similar to 9/11, where we finally had the conversation. Osama bin Laden declared war on us decades ago, and we pretended that he didn't. And there's a lot of that goes on with Iran, too.
Right. Is there danger here? 100%. 100%. Overreach, mission creep.
Danger worse than letting Iran get a nuclear weapon? That's what I always come down to.
That is the great question. And with all due respect to our younger fellows who've dropped us notes recently and seem to believe that youth is a greater imparter of wisdom than time, these decisions are never clear at the time they are made. History has a way of presenting the past as though it were inevitable. And that, well, everybody knew that France and Britain and the Allies had to go to war against Hitler, but that damn Neville Chamberlain, that cowardly appeaser, he kept it from happening. No, not at all. Anyway, Neville Chamberlain was a very good and wise man. He was just wrong on that one. Anyway, moving along.
We have major Supreme Court breaking news. It is June, after all.
That's right. Breaking news. When news breaks, the donkey brays. Why? Doesn't matter. Supreme Court upholds Tennessee ban on transgender care for minors. Now, I will warn you in advance, I am reading from a liberal news outlet, and so they will use terms like ban on transgender care. I would use cruel experimental surgeries on confused children. How about we use that phrase instead? And in fact, I'll just read this. The Supreme Court on Wednesday upheld a Tennessee law that prohibits some medical treatments for transgender youths, rejecting arguments that it violates the Constitution, shielding similar laws in more than 20 other states. The term transgender or transgender youths should be in quotes.
How about medical treatments? That should definitely be in quotes.
Right. Right. And this is Adam Liptak for the New York Times. They're just very good on breaking Supreme Court news and getting it out fast, which is why I'm turning to them. What that opening sentence does is accept radical gender theory as fact. The idea that outside a vanishingly small number of people, the idea of being transgender is just a thing.
And the medical treatment.
And you're born with it, like you're born with your height and your blue eyes. That is radical gender theory, and it's bunk.
And the medical treatments are necessary medical procedures. And so they're presenting it like Tennessee has banned medical treatments for cancer. Something has happened to you or true about you. And there's
that can be fixed.
That can be fixed with these medical treatments. And Tennessee said you couldn't. And the MAGA court now won't let you do that. You don't need these medical treatments. They're trying to change your body to be more like a different gender.
Sex.
In all kinds of crazy ways that don't need to happen.
Yeah, if you're a confused adolescent, your parents are probably forcing you to listen to the show, and I pity you. I will tell you this. You're perfect the way you are. You're not so effed up somebody needs to carve up your body and pump you full of powerful chemicals. You are just the way God made you, or if you don't believe in God, the way nature made you. You do you. Don't listen to people telling you, we got to carve you up to make you who you ought to be. Don't listen to them. They're monsters. And you parents who went along with it because you were bullied and browbeaten into it, my God, the weight you're going to carry in your heart, I actually do pity you.
Well,
I feel terrible for you if you've already gone down this road.
Really, the big part of this is almost every news outlet is saying it's a huge setback for transgender rights. So if
that's ludicrous.
If that's the direction you lean, I mean, in terms of wanting a huge setback for transgender rights, good news for you today. It's a 6-3 ruling.
The decision, which came amid the Trump administration's fierce assaults on transgender rights, that's a incredibly prejudicial phrase,
wow.
You people suck at journalism,
wow.
Was a bitter setback for their proponents who only 5 years ago celebrated a decision by the court to protect transgender people from workplace discrimination. Totally different question.
Look at all these headlines from all these left-leaning outlets. So you have a majority opinion that happens to, by the Supreme Court, that happens to agree with a majority of Americans. And
huge
it's all,
majority.
And it's all presented as a setback as opposed to a victory for.
Right.
If it had gone the other direction with a more left-leaning court, and I don't even think a left-leaning court would have done this, but anyway, if it had gone the other direction, they'd be calling it a victory for transgender rights, even though a vast majority of Americans think it's the wrong idea.
Carving up children is not transgender
it's
rights.
A set
it's monstrous.
Back for transgender rights. No, it's a victory for people who think we've gone off the rails, crazy town.
Well said. The vote was 6-3 with the court's three liberal members in dissent. Chief Justice John G. Roberts, writing for the majority, acknowledged the, quote, fierce scientific and policy debates about the safety, efficacy, and propriety. Yeah, propriety, let's begin there, of medical treatments in an evolving field. The voices in these debates raise sincere concerns. The implications for all are profound. But he said these questions should be resolved by the people, their elected representatives, and the democratic process. You folks are always screeching about democracy. Judge Roberts says, yeah, this is a great place for democracy.
Are there any news outlets that are going with the old saw of they'll commit suicide if you don't get in the surgery right away?
Oh,
that's
probably.
Why it's necessary medical care.
Never mind. Every responsible study, British, European, American, says there is no scientific basis to support that this is necessary or even a good idea in any way. I'm not going to read their perverse language. I'm going to go ahead and paraphrase. The Tennessee law was enacted in 2023 amid a sweeping national pushback to stop mutilating healthy children. Since then, controversy about military service, athletes, bathrooms, and pronouns have played a role in President Trump's second-term agenda, as the vast majority of Americans say, quoting Jack, the bullet train to crazy town launched without our permission, and we haven't liked a single mile it's traveled. So, yes, we're going to recapture sanity.
Thank you for your attention to this matter.
Yeah, and every news piece about this should include Britain did this. They already outlawed this because it's nuts. Is why.
The freaking Dutch said, wow, this gender-bending stuff for kids is sick.
The freaking
We're not going
Dutch.
Down that road.
Man, if the freaking Dutch, I mean, come on.
They are well-known lefty wackadoos in a lot of ways.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. The freaking Dutch. Yeah, okay. So it's a setback, even though a majority of the Supreme Court and a majority of people agree with it. You call it a setback. All right.
Yeah.
You're trying to be a fair in your headline? Okay. Gotcha.
No, they're not. Not at all. Well done, SCOTUS. Well done. Protect those kids. Again, kids, you're beautiful. You're exactly the way you're meant to be.
That is absolutely something. Okay. I'll put a little skip in my step. So sanity won the day. We got a lot more stuff to talk about, too. I'm excited in hour three. We're going to talk to Mike Lyons. He's a military expert. He's been in the Middle East in wars. Give me the worst-case scenario that people keep warning us about. What would that look like?
Like the quagmire scenario.
Yeah, or whatever, them retaliating. So we got a lot on the way. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number 4th of July sale. Save over $600 on our King P5 smart bed. Our lowest price of the season. Limited time. All Sleep Number smart beds offer temperature solutions for your best sleep. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Your life and your loved ones' lives depends on what you've done to prepare. Disasters, shortages, supply chain failures, they're not ifs, they're whens.
don't be left without life-saving medication. The Jace case is a prescribed set of emergency antibiotics, life-saving medications you have on hand before you need them, offering peace of mind, no panicking, fast, affordable, and could save your life. Go to JASE.com. Use code RADIO for a discount, because once the shelves are empty, it's already too late.
What if you could beat the S&P 500 by double digits with no losses ever? A strategy that does exactly that has just been revealed, and it's only a click away at NetWorthPlans.com. That's right. Regardless of the amount you have to invest, large or small, you can beat benchmarks like the S&P by a wide margin and never suffer a loss. It's all spelled out at NetWorthPlans.com. Along with the next steps for getting started. One more thing, it's tax-deferred and can be tax-free. If it all sounds too good to be true, visit NetWorthPlans.com and check out this strategy's track record over the past 24 years. Part of the secret is also what makes this approach so safe. It's backed by insurance carriers in each state. Past results don't guarantee future performance, but what is guaranteed is that with this system, market losses don't apply. Ready to sleep at night again, knowing your money is protected and growing exponentially? Go to NetWorthPlans.com now to learn more. That's NetWorthPlans.com.
Hey, Redding, say big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities. Hire the right talent and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
President Trump said House Speaker Mike Johnson would be remembered as a great speaker, and then added, quote, "I may be wrong. Who knows? Who the hell knows?" strong endorsement. Don't let Trump give your wedding toast. Dave and Gloria will be together forever or not. Who knows? A lot of divorces.
That's funny.
Speaking of marriage and divorce, do you know who Kelsey Grammer is?
Ah, of course. Frasier. TV's Frasier.
I'd like, would he be on your radar, Katie, or is he like before your time?
No, he's on my radar.
I'm always
my mom
trying to figure out
show.
Who knows who anybody is.
Plus, he does narrations for Fox Online projects.
Anyway,
about the revolution and generals.
He's 70 years old, and he and his wife, he is welcoming baby number 8 into the world now. Or he's going to. She is pregnant. This will be the 4th with his current wife. He is 70. His wife is 46. They've been married for like 15 years. They've been married for a long time.
Wow, she's 46?
Yeah.
Having a kid?
Yeah, yeah. But that's kid number 4 for that couple, and they've been together quite a while, and good for them. And he says he's happier than he's ever been, and he's got 8 kids. He's marriage number 3. Anywho.
It's a little late in life to me, but, you know, to each their own.
Yeah, man, oh, man. I don't know. I suppose if you're that wealthy, you have you hire somebody that handles a lot of the physical stuff. I mean, because that'd be pretty grueling at age 70. I mean,
is going to lose his dad in his youth, guaranteed. That's not a trivia.
Nope. That's a tough one for the trying to understand the world and the way it works. The kid not ever existing? Because it's not like the kid is going to exist with a different dad who he gets to have longer.
Right.
If you don't have him or her.
Right. It's not like everybody was in line, you know.
Yeah.
To get the next kid. And that's this kid. No, it's not the way it works.
So, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. So a handful of stray notes that I wanted to squeeze in. Boy, we don't have a lot of time, do we? I was reminded of the phrase, and it came from a New York protest where they're blocking commuters to make a point about immigration and capitalism and Gaza and probably trans. It's the forever omnicause.
Mm.
That phrase I'd heard before, but I like it. The forever omnicause. That's like Greta Thunberg's a perfect example of that. Yeah. Then this, back to the whole gender-bending madness thing, Simone Biles, I'm going to quote Nellie Bowles from the Free Press a little bit here, last week attacked Riley Gaines over her advocacy for just women in women's sports, called her big like a man. Well, she apologized this week in a pretty impressive, full-throated way. Apologizing is classy, even though, yes, it is always nonsensical to argue that biological males should be able to compete against females since they're all the same, and also that Riley Gaines is like a big, ugly man. But we all got the point. Yeah. The USA Today, though, wrote in their coverage of the Gaines versus Biles debate, and this is a quote from the USA Today, which is not worthy of your parrot crapping on it.
Wow.
Quote, there's no scientific evidence that transgender women athletes have a physical advantage over cisgender women athletes. But that hasn't stopped Gaines from claiming they do.
Oh, my God. That's a news story, not an opinion piece?
Yeah. There is no scientific evidence that biological males have a physical advantage over biological females.
What?
Yeah, if you just repeat an obvious lie 1,000 times, I guess people give up and say, fine. And Nellie writes, but it's still a lie, even though I'm sick of fighting it. Maybe we just give up. Fine. Women are just as strong as men by nature. There's absolutely no scientific research or test we could possibly do to understand the differences between two groups of people, one of which just happens to wear their hair long. I'm weak because I'm not trying hard enough. My bones aren't getting dense and large enough because of my pathetic woman culture.
Well, aren't they making the argument that you shouldn't have separate men's and women's gymnastics, for instance? It should just be one competition, and everybody competes together since there's no advantage. Why would you separate men and women? And by the way, Simone Biles wouldn't even make the Olympic team in that case.
Right, no, not even close. Maybe in the vault, but probably not. Yeah, I know. Their arguments rarely, like, coalesce into anything coherent. Like
what
you
a
just
crazy thing
it.
To say!
Yeah, yeah.
Hmm.
No, this is going to take too long to explain. It's too bad. Christine Amanpour said because of the immigration crackdown, she was afraid to travel to Harvard to give a speech. She carried a burner phone.
Because she thought she was going to get deported
up off the streets.
You got to be kidding.
I know. It's so funny. More on that next hour.
Oh, God.
Armstrong and Getty.
You know that moment at night when you're locking up, turning off the lights, and you just want to feel completely safe before heading to bed? That's the peace of mind SimpliSafe provides.
What sets SimpliSafe apart is that most traditional security systems only react after a break-in happens. But SimpliSafe is setting the new standard by helping to prevent threats before they even start.
Their Active Guard outdoor protection, smart AI-powered cameras, and real live monitoring agents keep an eye on your home 24/7.
If someone's lurking around, agents are alerted and can see and talk to them in real time through the camera, turn on spotlights, and even call the police if necessary.
There are no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, and monitoring plans start at around $1 a day.
And right now, get 50% off your new SimpliSafe system with professional monitoring in your first month free at simplisafe.com/Armstrong. That's simplisafe.com/Armstrong to claim 50% off.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.